I wonder if someday or another we'll have any place that we can go, that we can see the old-fashioned Pereira hay. And it was fine for cattle, any horses, mules, cows, anything that'd eat grass. But they don't have it much now. And that was interesting to me, that it didn't seed nor it didn't spread. But it was here when the white people came in. And I don't know how much longer before.
That is interesting.
I thought it was interesting.
Well, you know, I wanted to ask you, in the days before you had refrigeration, what you did with perishables like milk and butter to keep them
cold? Oh, we had on the farm the big sister and the little sister. And Dad dug that little sister because we'd hang the milk down in the cistern, in the cooler, we called it. And once in a while, that cooler'd get upset. And it'd get in the water, of course, down in the cistern. And it caused us a lot of trouble. We'd have to put charcoal in the water and do around to get rid of that. So, by the time I come along in the family, why, Dad had dug what we call the little cistern. And Mother would hang her milk, and then she had another container that she put her butter in, whatever she's trying to keep over a day, or have it cool for us when we went to the table. Why, she'd hang it in this little cistern. And if it got upset, why, the whole family's water wasn't upset. That's why Dad dug the little sister. And that big sister and that little sister are out on that farm today, or was.
I see.
They may have fallen in by now, I don't know. I don't get out and go back. I don't try to go around. Not just as hard on me to do it. And makes my heart ache too. And then my walking is such that I guess they're still out. I guess they're still standing up. I cautioned J.D., the one that farms that place, about it caving in, the water running in and caving in that system. I don't know. Because, you know, you could fill up too much, your system, and it'd cave in. Well, that's really work. Really cost the poor old farmer a lot.
Well, do you have any farms in this country where the farmers raise the cows just for the milk and butter and things like
that? Yes, they do. And they was all shocked with him. This one that you passed between here and my old homestead. And he seems to be doing pretty good with him. Some way or another, he got it through the government some way. And he's got a good barn and a good house. But the land was, everybody thought, too black to put cattle on, because you know that black land, you crop on it when it's wet and it gets too hard. When it dries, it's just too hot. And sand, you know, doesn't do that. Well, we was all reared to think that black land wasn't made for dairy people. That dairy people needs to be on sand. But this is a well-located farm. Not too big, I don't know how, maybe around 100, I don't know. It might be a little more, a little less. But anyway, he seems to be doing pretty good with it. And he's got his Holstein, because they are dairy, of course. But that is the only one that I know of on Blackland. But he's on Blackland. But